So, welcome, queens. Bienvenidas, reinas. If we have any kings tuning in, I appreciate you for listening. Y si tenemos algunos reyes escuchando, los aprecio un montón. So, welcome back to Letters to My Daughters. I'm your host, Claudia. And in today's episode, we actually have a very special guest. So, I just want to welcome the beautiful Polynubian queen herself, Miss Shariah. Thank you for being here with me today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy I got invited to speak on some things on your wonderful show. I'm a fan.
Thank you for listening. Oh my God, you have no idea. I really was not about to do it.
I'm glad you did it. You're inspiring me because I'm a procrastinator to the T.
Oh, listen, I procrastinate, so I have to, like, try to motivate myself. Do you know how hard it is to self-motivate? That is the hardest thing ever to do.
I think that's my biggest flaw. I'll motivate the hell out of somebody else, but when it comes to me, I'm like, I'm going to motivate and sabotage at the same time.
Right. You'll wake up and you'll be like, yes, today I'm going to do a whole bunch of stuff. Squirrel,
nap. I mean, hey.
It happens to all of us. That's so crazy. So I'm going to give you guys a little backstory. So I met Shariah. I met you a long time ago. That was like
2010.
Yeah, 2010. Wow. And you've always had like this dope energy about you. And you've always been super funny. Every time I went over to your house, it was like fun times all the time. You guys always kept me laughing.
That's the only way to be. You have to laugh. This life is way too serious to be serious.
Oh, I know. It really is. I mean, it's so stressful already. Like, all of us individually, I think we all carry some type of issue. Like, we all are facing adversity. No one's life.
Exactly.
So, and this social media likes to trick us about that, right?
Oh, yeah. They make it seem like, you know, everything is just rose-colored and, you know, you always have to go. And it's like, I think people forget that it's like different strokes for different folks. Like, if you want to be busy and you want to be, you know, showing off what you're doing 24/7, then that's you. And then there's people that, you know, they like their privacy and they like, you know, that little mystery about themselves, and they like to keep their successes and their failures. That's a big thing. Nobody posts their failures, but you know, a lot of people, it's just different. But, you know, we in today's society, we all cling to, you know, well, if they ain't showing it, they ain't got it. You know what I mean?
That's where Do It For The Gram came from.
Yes, Do It For The Gram, for real.
It's really crazy, because I think that for people to start opening up and really sharing their issues and, you know, the fact that they do fail and showing that the human side of them, I feel it would make everybody, just the whole world, just a better place, because people will see, like, okay, I'm not the only one going through it. And I think that, like I said in my past episode, I think that's one of the biggest things. We all feel like we're going through something by ourselves. And I mean, somebody has gone through it or gone through like a similar situation that could have helped somebody else get through theirs. You know what I mean? So that's why I wanted to start this, because I want to continue to help people just off of your story, just off of stories, and, you know, being able to motivate and inspire each other. So that's
exactly. Well, I'm glad you did, because I'm sure your podcast and your stories and.
Hello?
What is going on? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. It kind of went off for a second.
No, right then and there. I was like, whoa, what happened? Okay. So, but no, you sharing on your podcast your stories and your situations and your perspectives, I'm sure it gives a lot of people that, you know, don't want to reach out and share their story some reassurance and, you know, some motivation, like, okay, cool, like, if she can do it, I can do it. If she deals with it, I can deal with it. And then, you know, just the realization that, you know, somebody can look a certain way or be a certain way on social media and be going through hell. in their private life. And right. It's okay. You know?
Exactly. And I think that in each of my episodes, I like to talk about something, just, you know, something in particular. And I feel like one of the biggest things that I think all of us in this world has gone through in one way or another is a toxic relationship. And I don't mean just...
Lord. No.
I don't mean boyfriend, girlfriend. I don't mean just marriage. I mean...
Friendships, family. Friends, yes. Everybody. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Me, guilty. I have all three of them I've been in. So, yeah. Whew, that toxic. I feel like that's like a ongoing hashtag for like the last 5 years. Like, toxic. Shoot, I mean, it's so much, like, you know, you start to wonder and question yourself, like, am I the toxic one? Because, I mean, damn, they say you attract what you are. It's just like, what?
Like, what do I need to do to better myself?
Because this ain't it. This ain't it.
Right? It's crazy. And, you know, and it's crazy because whenever you get into a toxic relationship, whatever kind of relationship it is, whether it's a friendship, family member, or, you know, your significant other, you don't even see the signs at first. Too late.
Until it's coming towards you like a damn train. You're like, whoa, whoa, oh my gosh. Like, it's like, how did I not see that? And I'm going to tell you, love and attachment, or I should put air quotations around the love, the attachments, the manipulations, the routines, like it's a gradual thing. And then you don't even know, like you won't even notice that you become accustomed to that. And then you start, even if something doesn't start off toxic, you'll turn it toxic because that's what you're used to.
Oh my gosh. And it's so crazy because people don't want to accept that. I think we're so used to blaming other people for what's, and we don't realize what part we put in it too. Because one of the things I've realized for myself, at least, how I allow toxic relationships to happen is the fact that I do too much trying to protect somebody's feelings, right?
Yeah, accommodating. Yeah. Nope.
Exactly. I've been so used to, and you know, it's funny that you mentioned that you do things that you're used to. So growing up, I didn't really have a close relationship with my dad. So my dad really, and dad, if you're listening, you know, I love you, but we're good now. We're good. Okay? We're good, dad. You're the best. But growing up, my dad was really into his boys. You know what I mean? My brothers were like his heir, his everything. So growing up, I always had to fight for his attention. I had to do the most for his attention. That's what it felt like, at least to me, during that time. So every relationship that I've ever been in, it's always me accommodating or trying to please, you know what I mean? Like, I'm overcompensating.
Girl, I know. So I hear you.
An attention. And it's like, and that's my toxic trait. That's something that I know that I think I've done it because that's what I was used to. And that I have to now, like, really stop. Because I think that when you don't set your boundaries and you don't put your foot down on things that you don't like and you continue to accept it, it's harder to break away from that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I can totally and completely agree with you on that. I feel like being the oldest child, and also not really having, okay, so I have a daughter, and we're total opposites, but we are the same, if that makes any sense. And, you know, I love my daughter, and I try my hardest to make sure that she knows, like, I love her, even though we're different, that we still have a strong relationship, because I only have one daughter. I have one son and one daughter, and me and my son are like two peas in a pod. That's my firstborn, that's my dog. But with my daughter, I have to put in more effort because we're so different. But I don't want her to feel like unloved, because, you know, unlearning all this stuff that us as adults are seeing are our issues now. I don't want them to have to go through their 20s and their 30s trying to, you know, fix themselves because I damaged them or I, you know, unknowingly taught them a way to be in a relationship. And you weren't close with your dad. I wasn't very close with my mom. I was, you know, she and mom, if you're listening to this, you know, I love you. And, you know, we're good. It's just a thing that I've accepted. You know, you can't change the past and we just try to do better now. But I didn't have a close, like how I see you and your daughters or how I see me and my mom, me and my daughter. I didn't have that with my mom. It was more so like, I was just her right hand man because I was the oldest and I was the only girl. So I was forever coming through and accommodating for my brothers or forever coming through and like, you know, I'll put, you know, okay, I can't play this sport. That's fine. You know, we don't have the money, you know, like, it's, and I would just be like, well, you know, let me just, I should just be grateful that, you know, whatever, I should just be grateful. Right. And I brought that trait into, that's my toxic trait, into my relationships. Like, you know, I'll be like, okay, well, let me just, you know, I should just accept and be okay that he's faithful, you know, or he wants to be with me. You know, I don't want to rock the boat. You know, it's whatever. Like, I'm cool with whatever, because I grew up like that, like having to go with the flow, having to, like, if things don't fall through for you, Shariah, I mean, just it is what it is. And that's my toxic trait. And I hate it because it's hard for me to teach people how to treat me. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm sitting here upsetting myself and and they're sitting here like, where is this coming from? Because I've been accommodating for so long. And finally, when you blow up, it's like, what the hell? Like, right. You know? And now I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to change that. And I'm trying to, like, let myself know, like, you deserve good things and you deserve to tell, you know, you deserve the things that you want. And it's okay to ask for them. It's, you know, it shouldn't be a burden, and you shouldn't feel like you're asking for too much. And since I've recognized that, the new relationship that I'm in, it's flourishing well. It's flourishing well, and I'm with somebody that understands, like, you know, we communicate, and I'm like, I know these things about myself, and I'm trying to work on them, you know? And him being very understanding, which a person that overthinks, which is me, should always be with a very good communicator. So
yeah,
I think people really need to assess when you're in a toxic relationship, it does take two. Sometimes one does more than the other, but it does take two. So
yeah,
you know, there's an MVP in there, but I'm just saying, like, y'all both contributed. I mean, of course it's one over the other, but y'all both did some work. So whoever's walking around like that, like, they don't do nothing, you need to check yourself.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing, checking yourself. Oh my gosh. So first off, I can relate to you on so many levels because I'm the oldest too, and I have two younger brothers.
Me too, girl.
Yeah. So that's the things that, like, for me, I always, I'm big on taking care of everybody that, like, you know, I'm very close to and stuff. So
yes,
I always took care of my brothers. I was always doing everything for them and stuff like that. And I think in the Latin culture period, that's one of the biggest thing. We kind of, like, cater to the men a lot. And culture, so it was kind of like that was, like, trained in me, right? Ever since I was little, make sure that you do all of this for your brothers and make sure that you serve your dad first, make sure that, you know what I mean, always catering, and then you kind of forget. At least for me, I'm really bad at taking care of myself.
Girl, I'm in that club with you right there.
Terrible at taking care of myself. And so and it's like, and I put myself on the back burner. So that's another thing that's, you know, that I know contributes into my bad relationships that I've had, is the fact that, you know, I just didn't take care of myself and I didn't have standards. I didn't set standards for myself, because I guess maybe in a way you start taking care of everybody else so much that you just don't think super highly about yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the people that you cater to, they're so used to
you being that way. You,
Yeah, that it's no longer appreciated.
It's
So it's
entitled.
more expected. Yes. And that's when the problems start, because then you start feeling like I'm doing all of this and I'm not getting nothing in return.
Nothing, not a
Nothing.
damn thing.
Exactly. And then you try to hold on, right? You try to hold on to any little thing. You try to hold on to, if it's a friend, the fun time that you guys have going out and you guys laugh all the time and everything like
Right.
that. If it's You hold on to the fact, well, that's family. That's my blood. I care about them. I grew up with them. I love them. And then when it's in a relationship, you're like, no, he'll change. I know I can make him change. He'll change for me. And like you hold on to that. And and that's the hardest thing, is the hope that you want things to change because you care about that person so
Yep.
much. It's
It's
tough. Those
it
really
is.
tough.
It's rough, but I mean, as long as you like, and I hate that I say like all the time, but I mean, as long as you recognize and acknowledge what you're doing, the effect it's having, and you're taking steps towards trying to change that for yourself. Don't change it for the other person. Like if you're not ready to change, don't do it. 'Cause that's another thing that is a toxic trait for me. I don't know what I want anymore. I'm so used to doing what I think I'm supposed to do that I don't even know how to start. Like I hate having conversations with people that are like, "So what do you want to do? So like what's your dream?" I'm like, "Whoa." I don't know. I mean, I've always done what I'm told. And then I guess the time of my life that I was supposed to be doing all that, I became a parent. So that's another thing. And I don't know how to think outside of myself. And I know people listening are probably like, well, how does that tie into like relationship? That ties into relationships because if you don't know what you want, you don't know who you are. And when you don't know who you are and you're investing in relationships and friendships and family, it's really easy to lose yourself because you can't set standards if you don't know what you want. You can't set boundaries if you don't know what you want. So a lot of toxic traits come from the fact that people do not know who they are and what they want. And that's not like something you just wake up and like, oh, I don't know who I am on Tuesday. Well, I'm gonna know who I am on Wednesday. No.
Oh yeah.
Is a process.
That's Yeah, exactly. That takes some developing. If you think back on one of the most toxic relationships that you've ever had, I know mine too.
Ooh, hot flashes.
What was the one thing out of that relationship that you learned about yourself and that you learned about life itself, and how did it make you grow as a person?
I learned that. Okay, so one, I have to think about it. One of the most toxic relationships I've had, and I just recently, like, within the last year, just recently, like, really cut it off, like, cut the whole access, everything. I learned that you have to choose yourself. You have to choose yourself and you have to be real with yourself. Like you have to know that you're choosing yourself, especially when you're in a situation where somebody makes you feel like that you should accept what they give you, and you know deep down inside that that's not enough for you, but they're trying to tell you like you should be happy that, you know what I'm saying, that I even like mess with you, that I even want you, you know what I'm saying? And you get caught up in that because you're not choosing yourself. And I really had to learn like nobody, like until you choose yourself, nobody's gonna choose you. And that's like that's gonna keep going, you know what I mean? Because you can be in a relationship where somebody makes you feel like they want just you. They want to be with you. That's not choosing you. That's actually for themselves. They're choosing themselves. That's them, because you are doing them a service. you're doing them a service by being with them. You're doing them a service by giving them all your time and attention. So just because somebody says they want to be with you and they want to spend every waking moment, breath with you and do everything, that doesn't mean that they choose you or value mm-hmm. you. That means that they possess you. They want to, you know what I mean? They want to own you. Yes. You know what I'm saying? And I mm-hmm. had been in two different toxic relationships, which had shown me that I was in a relationship with somebody that, I was an option, and I had mm-hmm. found myself settling to be an option. Like I was okay. Like, oh, he didn't call me today because he's probably with her, or you know what I'm saying? And I was okay with that. And I had to be like, what, Shariah? Oh my gosh. Right. And then I turned around from that relationship and got with somebody. I was like, oh, I just want you and you're it and this and that, and found out he's a narcissist and he wanted to possess me. He wanted me to do everything he wanted to do. So he didn't choose me and all of that I am and what I want to be. He just chose me as far as for himself. So he chose himself. His desire was to have me, and he wanted me to do everything he wanted to do and be how he wanted me to be. And after those two mm-hmm. relationships, I found out, I was like, you have to choose yourself. Like, you really got to look at every aspect of this relationship and be like, how does it serve you? You know what I'm saying? Because you going down the checklist, I'm going down the checklist for him, and I'm like, okay, I'm in shape. I'm fun. You know, I can cook. You know what I'm saying? I'm like wifey material. Check, check, check. But I'm not checking any boxes off for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just checking his off, right. And I'm over here just happy to be somebody wants me. You know what I'm saying? And I had to learn the hard way, especially in this COVID, you know, pandemic, and a lot of long time to think that I have to choose myself, which is really tough. Like, you lose focus. But once you get there and you like, nope, don't like it. Don't like how my gut's feeling about this. Don't like how, you know what I'm saying? And then it becomes easier. And that's exactly what I did. And people are going to show you their true colors when you start choosing yourself. And that's in friendships. That's in family. Mm. That's with a significant other. They're going to show you how they really feel about you when you start choosing yourself.
Listen, you just made the title off of that. Let me see. So that first of all, that words. Okay. That's number two. This is going to be the title of this episode. Choose yourself. Okay.
You have to choose yourself.
You do. That is a really good lesson. So now you did mention that you're now starting something, you know, new and everything mm-hmm. like that. So now that you're choosing yourself, were you able to, with this new person, have you been able to check some boxes with him? Like, have you, before getting into this relationship, did you start manifesting, like, this is the type of man that I want? Or how did that happen for you?
It definitely was that. And the reason why I gave this a chance, because I was very anti, I was ready to be that auntie that shows up to every event with a new man. Like that. I was ready to be that auntie. Like, oh, my two kids is grown. You know, auntie got her career. You know what I'm saying? I was just going to be single, because I was like, I don't think I relationship well. I don't know what it is. But a lot of things mm-hmm. have changed in 2020 because I have started to choose myself. I started to speak the things that I wanted in a man, in a family, in my future. And it was crazy, because mm-hmm. this person was right in front of my face the whole time. And I gave it a chance because I never in my, like, wildest imagination was like, I never looked at this person like that. And yeah. Wow. And you know what's crazy is pursuing him after he pursued me, it brought a lot of changes that I was also wanting to manifest in my life. Like, I started to tell God, I started to write down things that I want. I said, I want new bonds with people that want to do big things like me. You know what I mean? I want to establish relationships that are grown. Like, I'm growing, and I felt stagnant being back home. I'm back in El Paso. You know, I had a hiccup in my career and I'm back home, you know, living with my parents and everything. And I had all this downtime to think over COVID. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start saying the things that I want. And I want a man that's going to love me and my kids as one. And I want a man that's going to come after me. I don't want somebody that, you know, we both obviously are attracted to each other and then I pursue or he pursues. I want this to like blindside me. You know what I'm saying? I want it to be like, I'm doing my thing. I'm working on myself and he just shows up, you know? Right. And I'm a self-sabotager. So I had to really coach myself not to sabotage this when it came along. But he did. And he checked them off without coming off like he was really trying. Does that make sense? Like I also said that I wanted all these things, but I wanted it to be a natural thing. I didn't want it to be a show. I didn't want it to be like, oh, she wants a man that's gonna love her and her kids. I got that. It was just, I wanted it to be natural. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
And it did. Like I said, I want somebody to court me and my children. Okay, check. I want somebody that wants me and desires to be with me and be loved by me, but also understands that I am a free spirit and I don't do, you know, I don't do the hovering and I don't do the possessiveness and I don't do all that craziness. And I was like, that's really hard nowadays. Like we live in a time where that is like unheard of. So that's why I was like, okay, so I'm making this list of a man that doesn't exist. So like, you know, but I've been able to check off a lot. And what's crazy is I didn't say this list. He showed me without me saying it, you know? And that's another thing that was like, you know what? I'm going to let this ride and I'm going to give it 110%. And I'm not going to think about the what ifs because, you know, self-sabotage, you're like, okay, this is too good to be true. Or, you know, like,
girl,
you know, social media. And it just, I was like, we're just going to go with this. We're going to roll with it. And if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If it's not, cool. This is would just be another experience to learn what I want and what I don't want. So far, so good. Like I said, I have to keep self-sabotage Shariya locked in the closet because he will do the most. So yeah, he's checked off a buttload of checks for me without me having to say that. Cause you know how like you start talking to somebody and you're like, well, my dream man is this, this, and that. And then that you just giving away the blueprint to somebody that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he does the same for me. Like he doesn't sit there and be like, oh, my ideal, you know, he just watches me and he sees how I move and how I function. And I do the same. And if it's something like until we come up on something that's like, you know, I can't mess with that, which it hasn't happened. I feel like that's the way a relationship should be. Like, yeah, of course, you know, absolutely. You communicate, you know, oh, we have this in common and this, but you don't tell the person like, this is what I want. Then you're going to create a cycle that's going to just like try to do all that for you just because they want you. And then you end up with somebody totally different afterwards. So yeah, I've been checking off. He's been checking off the boxes. Okay.
Okay. I'm so happy for you. I'm really glad about that because I think that, first of all, just your personality itself and everything like that, you definitely deserve the happiness and you deserve great things that are about to happen to you because, honey, I'm about to see you on the big screen. I just feel it in my
speak
soul.
Because I'm telling you, I'm like, maybe I should start taking this a little bit more seriously. I had just tweeted that today because we did some family photos today, me and my kids. And my kids are doing their little solo pics and they did their pics together. And then it was finally time for me to do my solo pic before I took pics with them. And the photographer was like, wow, like So I've been taking pictures of the kids, and you're the model, and you know, you got the jawline. I'm like, maybe I should, you know, because this is weird. I'm hearing this like multiple times in 1 month, and we're only on like we're smack dab in the middle of the month now, and I'm like, okay, I just modeled for a friend. I'm taking family photos, and then I got another little modeling gig. You know, I mean, I'm not getting paid, but I guess it's all about exposure. But I'm like, maybe if I took myself more seriously, the universe would take me more seriously. I don't know. So yeah.
You better start manifesting it, okay? Because you are, I mean, you guys need to follow her on, you're on TikTok. At Polly Nubian. I'm gonna go ahead and put it in the description box and everything, and in my
post.
Go
check me out. Go view my stuff, like it, share it. You know,
she's hilarious. And then not only that, not only are you hilarious, but your whole family is funny.
We're a bunch of clowns. We don't have nothing better to do. Yeah.
No, I mean, have you thought of like starting a YouTube channel? No, seriously, I think that it would be a hit because y'all are too funny. And I think that I would tune in. I would definitely tune in with my popcorn, everything.
I'm actually working on that right now. It's just, like I said, self-sabotage. I'm like, okay, who's going to watch you? And I'm like, oh my gosh, just do it. Just do it. And whoever watches you, who doesn't, doesn't. Like, stop thinking about the what ifs. But yeah, no, I'm about to be straight up in y'all's face. It's coming. It's coming.
Yes. Oh, I'm here for it, honey. I'm here for it.
Thank you.
Well, I think that you and I could probably sit here and talk for hours.
Definitely. I would love, you know, the next time, you know, if it's not, even if it's not something so heavy, definitely let me know. I would tune in, or I just come in and make a cameo. I'll pipe in a little bit or whatever. I mean, okay. I'm here for it. So.
Yeah, we definitely do. I'm definitely going to have you back on because you're super easy to talk to and you just drop in gems. Remember, if you guys didn't get nothing out of this, remember one
choose
thing.
Yourself.
Choose yourself. Always. Okay? I'm making sure it says choosing myself.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'll talk to y'all later.